This is the future of crypto trading, a brand new platform that combines AI, social features, and gaming to make crypto trading a lot easier.
This unique platform is one of the very few projects that is incubated by CoinMarketCap, which is owned by Binance, and is backed by Chainlink and Animoca Brands.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be highlighting a brand new crypto trading platform that takes all the best features of SocialFi, gaming, and AI to make crypto trading a lot more fun and easy for everyone.
This is an AI-powered trading platform that is looking to revolutionize the way that individuals like you and I and our listeners trade. They've gamified it to make it a little bit more interesting. This is one of the few projects that is backed by Chainlink, which is one of the leading protocols out there, is backed by Animoca Brands, which is successfully invested in a number of really good projects out there. So they have money behind them. The last thing is they're incubated by CoinMarketCap, which is owned by Binance. So that's quite interesting as well. You know, maybe there's a possibility that this hits Binance from day one. I don't know what's going to happen with the token, but the platform itself does look pretty unique and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that I believe is very important for crypto to reach mainstream is that trading needs to be a lot easier and a lot more fun. And I think platforms like this one, by bringing in social features like chat rooms and trading competitions and all kinds of unique options like that, and then bringing in AI features, which do a lot of like the grunt work in trading for you, and then bringing in gaming features to have like incentives and reward and prize pools. And, you know, just I think gamifying anything will get people more hooked and more like willing to actually invest time into learning something if you're rewarded like you do in video games. So I think the combination of all these features and a new platforms come out like this all the time. So when you see a new one like this that has big backing and really cool features, I think it's time to take notice.
Okay, so the mainnet just launched, I believe it was on October 10th, because we've been following this project pretty closely for a little while now. Testnet saw 500,000 unique wallets. So half a million unique wallets interacted with this platform.
Right.
Which says a lot. Their community has grown to over 2.5 million. So there is a following, and it shows me that there is a desire and a need for something like this platform. And when you look at the game modes, it looks really interesting. It's something I can see myself playing now that the mainnet's live.
For sure. So the name of the platform and the name of the project is called Xyro. The ticker is X-Y-R-O. And the token just dropped. It just went live. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out. But what really kind of attracts us to the platform is like the unique gameplay and features on the platform. So if you've been following us for a while, you know we dabble sometimes in crypto trading on platforms like Rollbit, right? It makes it super easy. It's just like up or down, and you can see the little thing dancing around, and it's really fun. And it can be an interesting way to make or lose money, right? So Xyro has implemented the same strategy. So they have this up-down crypto trading thing where you just make a bet if a crypto is going to go up or going to go down. Maybe they'll bring in leverage eventually. But yeah, you can guess the direction in which Bitcoin or other altcoins is going to go. Every 30 seconds, there's a new opportunity to win. So right there, like, and you can do like 1v1 crypto duels against your friends. So like me and you, we can do a duel where if one of us thinks, you know, Bitcoin is going to go this way, one of us thinks it's going to go that way, well, we can put our money where our mouth is, and you can do 1v1 crypto duels against your friends or, I don't know, people that have very excellent you know, track records online. You can duel people in crypto trading, which is pretty cool.
It's cool you can create your own game. So we can, instead of just doing Bitcoin alone, we can choose like, I don't know, Avalanche or something like that. I mean, say, all right, Jolly, I think Avalanche is going to reach the price of $13 in the next, I don't know, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And if it hits that, then I win. If it doesn't, then you win.
Yep.
So it's kind of like betting, like sports betting in a way, but with the ticker. It's so it's kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and then like the prediction thing. So you can, again, you can make like, do like a chart, like a trading setup, and people can buy into that idea. And if it happens, everyone wins. Or people can bet against a setup. And if it doesn't happen, then they win. So it's really interesting because I feel like when you post charts on X or Twitter, there's always people that are like, this is the stupidest idea I've ever seen. Yeah. Or like people are like, this is amazing. This is going to happen. So now you can create a setup on X and like create it on Zyro, and then you can maybe post the link or something and be like, all right, look, if you think my setup's going to happen, trade with me on Zyro, right? I think that's kind of like the SocialFi one-on-one crypto duels. I think it's like this whole bullseye crypto battle thing, which I think has the potential to be pretty popular.
Absolutely. So what we've seen, this is everything is on-chain. All the game modes operate on a smart contract. The Chainlink data streams are on Arbitrum, so you're getting real-time data, which is important, and high speeds at low transaction costs using Arbitrum as a layer two for Ethereum. We've just highlighted the game modes, who they're backed by. It's like, what's the point of the token? Like, why would anybody utilize the Zyro token?
So the Zyro token, it's a utility token within the platform. So if you actually do get invested in this platform and you're using it on a daily or weekly basis, if you hold the Zyro token, you're going to get access to premium features, analytics, AI insights, all kinds of rewards and incentives. So again, it's kind of like when we talk about staking. It's like if you're invested in a coin or a platform and you're using it, or you think it's going to go up in long term, well, you might as well hold a lot of it, because with Zyro, you're actually going to have like an edge on the platform with your analytics, your AI insights, all your rewards. You could actually be better at the game, better at the social trading platform sides of Zyro if you hold the Zyro token. So it is a utility coin in every sense of that matter.
So if we're competing against one another in the 1v1 and I hold the Zyro token and you don't, there's a higher likelihood that I'm going to win that bet.
That's true.
So there's an incentive there, which is nice to see that incentive mechanism built in to be holding the Zyro token.
And people that actually use the Zyro platform are going to be rewarded with the token. So there's like daily tasks, daily challenges, daily rewards for people that are successful in the platform. So not only if you're going on the Zyro platform and using up down and betting on people's trades or betting against people's trades, and if you're winning at that, you're going to win money because you're betting on these things, but you're also going to be rewarded for your not only just using the platform, but your success in the platform with the Zyro token. There's all kinds of like cashback features until certain points, level up systems. There's going to be leaderboards, ranking systems. Right. That's like the whole gaming thing, right? Mm. And I think people respond really well to like leaderboards and ranks, and like even just like in Discord when like people's usernames go to different colors.
Yeah.
Like it's so simple, but people respond well to little incense, like, ooh, my name's purple now.
Yeah.
Or I have a crown now, yeah, right? So cool. I think Zyro is going to do well with that just by incentivizing people not only for their leaderboards and ranks, but also by giving them tokens.
Yeah, and they do have that social side of things. There's a giant chat community on the side. Last time I was on the website, there's close to 5,000 active community members. Mm-hmm. So you can just jump in there, talk shit, challenge some people to some games, and earn some Zyro while you're at it.
Yeah, for sure. So look, I think some of the sectors that we think are going to be really hot moving forward in this bull run are SocialFi, GambleFi, gaming, and AI, and the Zyro platform seems to have harnessed the power of all of these to potentially make one of like the coolest, most innovative, easy to use crypto trading platforms. We've always talked about how using platforms like Rollbit, and now we use BlockBet. They're really easy, and I think again, platforms like this are integral for onboarding the next millions and millions of users into crypto. So we're hoping that Zyro can do the same thing. As we mentioned at the start, like, we're invested in this project. We invested in the private sale. So we're hoping that the token performs well, but it's set up to do so. If a lot of people start to use this platform, which looks really cool, then we could see Zyro become the talk of the town.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.